We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon, clear skies tonight with lows around 61 degrees, mostly sunny for tomorrow, a little cooler with highs in the upper 70s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPER.
This is All Things Considered from NPR, News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre sitting in for Laura Lorson this afternoon. She'll be back tomorrow. Coming up on All Things Considered, another school year is underway in Kansas, and for some teachers, this will be their first time welcoming students and taking charge of a classroom.
So I want to make sure that I make every student feel seen and safe and heard in my classroom. So I think that's my biggest worry right now. It's like, how can I be best for those students that need that extra love and attention?
Coming up on KPR, we'll talk with a new Kansas teacher to hear what she's hoping for from her first year on the job. Stay with us. Also ahead on All Things Considered, we'll visit a Kentucky city that has one of the highest concentrations of people with weight loss drug prescriptions in the country. That and more ahead on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Sunny skies this afternoon. Light winds from the northeast, becoming mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and a little bit cooler tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 85 degrees in Atchison, 85 in Emporia, 86 in Lawrence, 86 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from...
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Tom Parkinson will be your local host tomorrow. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'm your local host this afternoon. We're doing a little bit of substituting this afternoon. Give our regular hosts, Laura Lorson and Jay Schaefer, a chance to take a little time off. Sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon, becoming mostly clear tonight. Lows around 61 degrees. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 85 in Topeka.
To have migrated.
One in five Jews reside outside their birth country. That's far larger than the share of any other religious group, but the numbers look different by sheer size of religious migrant population. An analysis by Pew Research shows Christians make up nearly half of all people living outside their country of birth as of 2020. Mexico is the most common country of origin for Christian migrants. The United States is the most common destination for Christians. Muslims account for nearly 3 in 10 migrants. War-torn Syria is their most common starting point. Pew found Muslims often move to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Turkey. Israel is the most frequent origin country for Jewish migrants and also their top destination. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Dozens of senior citizens were evacuated from a Lawrence facility after a fire broke out this afternoon. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that one police officer suffered smoke inhalation, but there were no injuries to residents of Brandon Woods. Not every resident of Brandon Woods was required to evacuate. Those residents affected by the fire have been transported to other facilities around the town. The fire department is working with Red Cross to reunite residents with family members. The body of a Kansas City man who was reported missing just over a week ago has been found. KCTV reports that 23-year-old Braden Hensley was last seen a week ago yesterday, August 11th. Kansas City police announced last night his body was found near Penn Valley Park. His car had been found 4 days earlier near the Penn Valley campus of Metropolitan Community College. Detectives say the death remains under investigation, but there does not appear to be signs of foul play. Advent Health Shawnee Mission has opened a fertility clinic to better serve people who live in eastern Kansas. The clinic brings services like in vitro fertilization and other reproductive surgeries to the hospital system for the first time. Dr. Dan Gelbach will head the clinic. Gelbach previously operated a private practice called Midwest Reproductive Center in Olathe. Gelbach says he's excited to work with Advent Health.
Being part of a big health network allows us to expand options for patients. Things that I couldn't do in my own practice or were very difficult, Advent can provide those resources.
Gelbach says he'll focus on individualized care for patients. He says fertility issues are becoming more common as people wait longer to have children. The Kansas Commission on Peace Officers has revoked the certification of a former Sedgwick police chief, Lee Nygaard, who resigned last year. KWCH reports that Nygaard resigned in October 2023 during an investigation into multiple allegations of misconduct. Those allegations included harassment and improper use of city equipment for unauthorized activities. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And join us tonight for special coverage of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago. We'll be bringing you live speeches and analysis starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on many NPR stations. And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Another school year is underway in Kansas, and for some teachers, this will be their first time welcoming students and taking charge of a classroom. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service talked with a first-year teacher in Wichita who's feeling a little bit like the kindergartners in her class.
The teacher in room B16 at White Elementary School is all dressed up and ready to go. Rain Pankratz is wearing a bright pink dress, her favorite color, and earrings that look like pencils. And as she greets her kindergartners and their families during Meet the Teacher night, she lets them in on a little secret.
I'm a first-year teacher.
So you, on your very first day when you're all scared and nervous, I'm going to be scared and nervous too.
Oh, it's her first
time. We can just learn together.
Pankratz always wanted to be a teacher. She graduated from Wichita's Heights High School during the midst of the pandemic in 2020, then went to community college and Emporia State University. And this fall, after years of college classes, student teaching, and working at a summer camp for children, she's finally starting her career.
Kindergartens are literally so fun. Most of them come in with that open mind, like, I'm ready to do whatever is, you know, given to me. So I think I'm most excited to meet my kids and just build those relationships and be that fun, cool teacher that they learn so much from.
It's not an easy time to be a teacher. Coming out of COVID, schools are reporting more unruly behavior and mental health issues. Nearly a third of all teachers leave the profession after 5 years. Even so, Pankratz is hopeful.
Honestly, I cannot imagine myself doing anything else, but it's going to take a lot of patience, a lot of grit, a lot of telling myself, like we learned today, Q-tip, quit taking it personal.
After getting her school assignment last spring, Pankratz poured all of her energy into prepping her classroom. Starting from scratch, she needed books, carpet squares, and colorful paper.
My history for like my TikTok and my Google and my everything is full of kindergarten this, kindergarten that. Yeah, like my brain has just been go, 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 go.
And her bank account, it's begging to stop, stop, stop.
I have spent a lot of money, but luckily I was preparing for this. Like, I knew this was coming.
She inherited some classroom supplies from older teachers. And because White Elementary is a high-poverty school, federal Title I funding paid for most of the student supplies.
Growing up, I myself was in poverty. I was free and reduced lunch kid. Like, that was me. So I knew for sure that those were the kids that I would connect with, and I would be able to relate to them, and I would be able to help them in a way that I needed that help when I was younger, too.
Her classroom features a calming corner with comfy pillows and posters that show strategies for young kids to regulate their emotions. On another wall, an affirmation station mirror is surrounded by encouraging phrases.
This will be fun for them to look at themselves, but also just reminding themselves, like, I am strong, I am valued, I am smart. They may not be able to read these right away, but they'll be fun for me to say that, you know, this is what you need to remember.
Pankratz will spend the first few weeks teaching her kindergartners the rules of the classroom.
Someone said today, when you start kindergarten, you should imagine that they're aliens and they know nothing about living on Earth. I said, that's actually really smart because you never know what they're going to come in knowing.
She says she hopes her students learn to feel comfortable at school and to love learning.
That's my biggest worry right now. It's like, how can I be best for those students that need that extra love and attention?
On Meet the Teacher night, Pankratz chatted with families, including a few who asked what they could do to help.
Right now, the only thing that we are looking for is snacks. So we have lunch.
It's going to be an exciting school year, she says, and she's ready.
I haven't got the shakes or anything yet, so I think we're good. I count that as a win.
I like the hungry caterpillar.
You like the hungry caterpillar?
Yes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, other important civic issues, and their relation to public policy. Find this story and others like it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Coming up on All Things Considered, the new documentary Stax, Soulsville, USA, charts the rise and fall of the iconic Memphis record label. It's a conversation with its filmmaker coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon, becoming mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
It's 85 in Atchison, 87 in Chanute. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Keep listening and growing with NPR.
Keep listening and growing with Kansas Public Radio and NPR. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1. Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got three more hours of All Things Considered coming up. The latest news from NPR just 1 minute away. The time is 4 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon, becoming mostly clear tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 86 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elmo.
Tune into All Things Considered tomorrow to view this convention through the eyes of one of them. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Tonight marks a rare cosmic event, a blue supermoon. It's a combination of a supermoon when it's closest to Earth and a blue moon, which is the third of four full moons in a season. Nope, the moon won't really look blue. Will it look super? Find out on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. When you become a sustaining member of KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support KPR with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you turn on your radio, you're part of making that happen. Become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon, becoming mostly clear overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little bit cooler with highs in the upper 70s. It's 85 degrees in Atchison, 84 in Manhattan, 85 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Over a century ago, Bessie Coleman became the first black woman to get a pilot's license. Author Carol Hobson says Coleman motivated her to do the same.
She had done this 100 years ago? Oh, heck, I could do it.
Now she's written a novel inspired by Coleman's life, plus analysis of the Democratic National Convention tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on All Things Considered, remembering TV talk show host Phil Donahue. And coming up on the KPR News, the passing of another famous television host, this one with ties to Kansas City. That's just minutes away on the KPR News coming up on All Things Considered. This is KPR.
Davis Donovan of member station WSHU reports.
An upscale lakeside venue in Monroe, Connecticut was hosting two events when a pipe burst and opened a giant sinkhole, says co-owner John Royce.
It was like a giant fire hose, and water finds its least resistance, and it was right near the lake, so it easily just blew out the side of the hill and drained itself into the lake.
Dozens of people were evacuated, but there were no injuries reported. Governor Ned Lamont said the flooding has caused significant damage to roadways in western Connecticut, resulting in evacuations, rescues, and road closures. For NPR News, I'm Davis Donovan in Connecticut.
Well, stocks finished higher today on Wall Street ahead of a speech later this week from the Fed chair. Almost everyone expects the Fed to cut rates at its next meeting in September. Question is, how many times this year? This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Authorities are investigating a break-in that resulted in the theft of thousands of dollars worth of auction items from Operation Wildlife. Since 1989, the nonprofit organization in Linwood has provided rehabilitation and veterinary services to injured and orphaned wild animals. Executive Director Diane Johnson has been caring for injured animals for the past 40 years.
Somebody came into the storage unit, cut the locks off of four different units, and just took stuff. We were going to have a big auction in December to raise money for our group because we're not supported by the government, just, you know, donations.
Johnson says thieves stole as much as $10,000 worth of auction items, including designer handbags, Native American items, and various antiques. Operation Wildlife is the largest wildlife rehabilitation and education center in Kansas. Peter Marshall, best known as the game show host of the original Hollywood Squares, died last week at the age of 98. He lived in Southern California, but as Greg Eklund reports, Marshall took a liking to Kansas City when his son played for the Kansas City Royals.
Marshall's son was Pete LeCocq, a first baseman on the 1980 Royals team that made the franchise's first trip to the World Series. Long before actor Paul Rudd and his celebrity friends established the Big Slick events to raise money in Kansas City for charity, Peter Marshall did it, and LeCocq says he has fond memories.
We'd have a big show, a comedy show, and, you know, everybody from Alex Trebek to Fred McMurray. I mean, there were some great people that came into Kansas City through my dad.
During LeCocq's four seasons in Kansas City, Marshall brought with him the Hollywood friends he had made through Hollywood Squares, which he started hosting in 1966.
Peter Marshall, on behalf of everyone, wishing you and yours a lovely evening.
The Emmy-winning Marshall was host to more than 5,000 episodes of the game show. I'm Greg Eklund.
Astronauts aboard the International Space Station will take questions from Topeka school kids tomorrow. KSNT reports that NASA astronauts Tracy Dyson and Matthew Dominic are set to participate in a 20-minute call with Down to Earth with students from Topeka's Whitson Elementary, Pure Heart Catholic School, and Aviation Explorers Post No. 8.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And for...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on All Things Considered, in Western Connecticut, dozens of roads are closed and two people are dead after intense rain. That story coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Turangalila is a word that means all kinds of things. Love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life and death, all of that. We'll hear the Turangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms. Also, the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, written especially for the Proms. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock on KPR1. And, of course, if you're joining us on KPR2, it'll be BBC World Service. Sunny skies for the rest of the day, turning into mostly clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. It's 84 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. From Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well, from everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. From Insperity, providing HR services and technology, from payroll, benefits, and HR compliance to talent development. Learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. And from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow will be Tom Parkinson. Morning Edition from 5 to 9 on KPER. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chinook 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. We've got 2 more hours of All Things Considered on KPR.
This is kind of like, it's kind of like Christmas Eve and the Super
Institutions and established companies around the world where innovation meets the law.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and warm this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s. It's 87 in Chanute, 85 in Emporia, 85 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Just ahead on All Things Considered, another school year is underway in Kansas. And for some teachers, this will be their first time welcoming students and taking charge of a classroom.
So I want to make sure that I make every student feel seen and safe and heard in my classroom. So I think that's my biggest worry right now is, like, how can I be best for those students that need that extra love and attention?
Coming up on KPR, we'll hear from a new Kansas teacher, hear what she's hoping for from her first year on the job. Stay with us.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny and warm for the rest of the day with temperatures in the mid-80s throughout the KPR listening area. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Light winds from the east. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little bit cooler with highs in the upper 70s. It's 84 degrees in Atchison, 85 in Emporia, 85 here in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 85 in Overland Park, and in Topeka, 85 degrees. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tomorrow for Morning Edition, Tom Parkinson will be your local host as Jay Schaefer has the morning off. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Laura Larson. Glad to be here for All Things Considered on a Monday afternoon. The time is 5:30.
Biden, who has been the target of intense criticism from pro-Palestinian groups, was doing his walkthrough of the largely empty convention center ahead of this evening's keynote address. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today ahead of a speech later this week from the Fed chair. This is NPR.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Dozens of senior citizens were evacuated from a Lawrence residential facility after fire broke out this afternoon. One police officer suffered smoke inhalation, but there were no injuries to residents of Brandon Woods. Not every resident of Brandon Woods was required to evacuate. Those residents affected by the fire were taken to a condominium building across the street. Fire officials say the fire was brought under control within about 2 hours, but the building will remain under fire watch overnight tonight. Kansas and Nebraska are at odds over a river project that could expose Kansas lakes to invasive species. Celia Yopis Jepson has this report.
Nebraska is considering funneling water from one river basin, the Platte, through canals to another, the Republican. This would get more water to farmers in an area where decades of irrigation have depleted their supplies. It would also open a path for invasive carp into the Republican River and into Lovewell and Milford Lakes in Kansas. The carp harm native species and outcompete sport fish. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach want Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen to nix the plan. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Southwest Kansas is getting a bit of a break today after a blistering heat wave smothered the area over the weekend. For most cities in the region, it was the hottest day of the year so far. Garden City and Dodge City recorded temperatures of 106 degrees, and temperatures soared to 111 near Ashland. Meteorologist Adam Springer says numerous records for August temperatures were broken.
Pretty much every station across our entire area hit a record high yesterday for the day. This is definitely the one of the hottest days on record for that day yesterday, which was August 18th.
The National Weather Service says the weekend temperatures were reminiscent of 2011, one of the state's warmest summers on record. And relief won't come soon as meteorologists project more triple-digit temperatures for southwest Kansas for next weekend. Clear skies for us overnight tonight, lows around 61 degrees. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Workday, with AI at the core of its system.
We're top finding HMS Hawk. There's nothing like that to find now in Scotland.
Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
And join us tonight for special coverage of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago. We'll be bringing you live speeches and analysis starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on many NPR stations. And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. Another school year is underway in Kansas, and for some teachers, this will be their first time welcoming students and taking charge of a classroom. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service talked with a first-year teacher in Wichita who's feeling a little bit like the kindergartners in her classroom.
The teacher in room B16 at White Elementary School is all dressed up and ready to go. Rain Pankratz is wearing a bright pink dress, her favorite color, and earrings that look like pencils. And as she greets her kindergartners and their families during Meet the Teacher night, she lets them in on a little secret.
I'm a first-year teacher. So you, on your very first day when you're all scared and nervous, I'm going to be scared and nervous too.
Oh, it's her first time.
We can just learn together.
Pankratz always wanted to be a teacher. She graduated from Wichita's Heights High School during the midst of the pandemic in 2020, then went to community college and Emporia State University. And this fall, after years of college classes, student teaching, and working at a summer camp for children, she's finally starting her career.
Kindergartens are literally so fun. Most of them come in with that open mind, like, I'm ready to do whatever is, you know, given to me. So I think I'm most excited to meet my kids and just build those relationships and be that fun, cool teacher that they learned so much from.
It's not an easy time to be a teacher. Coming out of COVID, schools are reporting more unruly behavior and mental health issues. Nearly a third of all teachers leave the profession after 5 years. Even so, Pankratz is hopeful.
Honestly, I cannot imagine myself doing anything else, but it's going to take a lot of patience, a lot of grit, a lot of telling myself, like we learned today, Q-tip, quit taking it personal.
After getting her school assignment last spring, Pankratz poured all of her energy into prepping her classroom. Starting from scratch, she needed books, carpet squares, and colorful paper.
My history for like my TikTok and my Google and my everything is full of kindergarten this, kindergarten that. Yeah, like my brain has just been go, 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 go.
And her bank account? It's begging to stop, stop, stop.
I have spent a lot of money, but luckily I was preparing for this. Like I knew this was coming.
She inherited some classroom supplies from older teachers. And because White Elementary is a high-poverty school, federal Title I funding paid for most of the student supplies.
Growing up, I myself was in poverty. I was free and reduced lunch kid. Like, that was me. So I knew for sure that those were the kids that I would connect with, and I would be able to relate to them, and I would be able to help them in a way that I needed that help when I was younger, too.
Her classroom features a calming corner with comfy pillows and posters that show strategies for young kids to regulate their emotions. On another wall, an affirmation station mirror is surrounded by encouraging phrases.
This will be fun for them to look at themselves, but also just reminding themselves, like, I am strong, I am valued, I am smart. They may not be able to read these right away, but they'll be fun for me to say that, you know, this is what you need to remember.
Pankratz will spend the first few weeks teaching her kindergartners the rules of the classroom.
Someone said today, when you start kindergarten, you should imagine that they're aliens and they know nothing about living on Earth. I said, that's actually really smart because you never know what they're going to come in knowing.
She says she hopes her students learn to feel comfortable at school and to love learning.
That's my biggest worry right now. It's like, how can I be best for those students that need that extra love and attention?
On Meet the Teacher night, Pankratz chatted with families, including a few who asked what they could do to help.
Right now, the only thing that we are looking for is snacks. So we have lunch.
It's going to be an exciting school year, she says, and she's ready.
I haven't got the shakes or anything yet, so I think we're good. I count that as a win.
I like the movie Caterpillar.
You like the movie Caterpillar?
Yes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on education, health, and other important civic issue and their relation to public policy. You can find this story and others like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon to the Solana Arts Center on October 17th, open to the public. Tickets available August 27th. More information at humanitieskansas.org.
We've got another hour, a little bit over an hour, of All Things Considered coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. And then stay with us as we go Greek tonight on KPR's Evening Classical. We'll be visiting Athens with Destiny and hear about a composer you know and one you don't. KPR's Evening Classical at 7 o'clock here on KPR1. And if you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for This American Life coming up at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies this evening with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and a little cooler for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 83 in Atchison, 85 in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And Communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
And this is KPR, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We've got one more hour of All Things Considered coming up, and then stay with us for KPR's Evening Classical coming up at 7 o'clock. Tonight, Destiny is going Greek. She's taking us to Athens with a composer you know and one you don't. That's at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR. Stand.